Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, everyone. This is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara on Talk Real Estate. Sharon is, I can't believe this because I've known her almost 25 years, but she is moving her oldest daughter, Casey, into, she started classes today for law school. Law school. Little Casey. What's up with that?
Good for Casey.
Right? I know, she is wicked smart.
wicked smart.
So she's trying to help her move in, and I guess her apartment won't be quite ready until the 1st that she can't move in, so Sharon's in there kind of getting her prepared and all that because she came from Fairfield. So, but tonight, I get all alone, all to myself, the famous Ryan, who I... Oh, and... Oh, it is Three's Company.
I was anticipating.
No. It is Three's Company.
Minus two. One.
No, we've
got
Ryan.
Oh, yeah, we got Ryan. That's true.
Right? Yep.
Different version. Wait, unless you have Mr. Furley.
Oh, my gosh. I love my Ryan. I'm so excited that you're here. So
I'm happy to be here.
I know, yes. Right?
Yeah.
With me?
You guys are great, both of you.
I know.
Dan's all right, too.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I'm okay.
I'm cuter, but he's
average.
Okay. So now that we know, it's one of my favorite people in the entire world. We have Daniel Mann here from Fairway Mortgage. Dan, thank you so much for spending this time with me because I know you could be home with Elle. And Elle, if you're listening... Hello, we love you.
That would be great,
Cindy.
If she was. I wonder if she is.
I know. So how are you today?
Great. Finally, I thought it was going to be a miserable day. Turned out really nice.
I know. I didn't know it was going to rain, and it was raining when I got up, and I had the sprinklers going, so I thought that was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought that was a smart thing. And then it ended up being a very nice day, and although I do want to say that our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to those in Texas.
It's incredible.
That is
50 inches of rain, they're saying. The most ever in the United States. Ever.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
And then it just keeps coming back.
I know.
Didn't it come back into Louisiana today? It's just
insane.
It
turned around and came back in again. It's just really devastating. So our thoughts and prayers are with everyone that knows people. I do have some friends in the area, but I did find out that they are safe. So thank goodness for that. And so tonight we're going to talk about... a lot of misnomers and fallacies that people think that they need 20% down.
Right.
We're going to start with that. And
right.
We do welcome any phone calls because he is a plethora of knowledge.
Oh boy.
And Dan is too.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan is, but Dan is too.
Exactly.
So if you do have any questions, please call 781-837-4900 as we are live this evening, this Wednesday evening. And I think is it now that we... Get Malcolm, or can I keep talking, honey? I can keep talking. Excellent, because usually he's cutting me and saying, no, you can't.
Yeah, stop talking.
So, stop talking. Cindy, stop talking. Yes. Please stop. So, so we don't have Sharon here tonight, but I do have you, and I'm very excited about that. Yep. And we're going to talk everything mortgages, which is really, I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely. There's a lot of info in there. There's so much info for first time buyers. Not even first time home buyers, because now I'm working with some people that haven't purchased a home in over 30 years.
Oh yeah,
35 years. So, and it was a completely different world back then. So they are sort of like first time home buyers. Some of my people that might be right sizing, they may need a small mortgage or maybe a little bit bigger mortgage, certainly bigger than what they had when they first bought their first home.
$35,000 or something.
Right?
Yep.
They have absolutely, like, it's overwhelming for them.
Yep.
Like, thank goodness that we can do what we do and we have technology and all of that stuff that we can do things electronically, because they are, a lot of people, you know, do their work electronically.
There was also, like, you know, and also the people that bought, say, you know, 2005. This is before I kind of was in this business.
Yeah.
But the things I hear, there was, you know, no income verification loans, all these things. So now when you ask them for things, you know, tax returns, what are you asking me this for?
Right. And when you say no income verification loans, to me, that's like almost a foreign word, because you have to almost give your firstborn blood.
Yep.
When you're doing a mortgage today. But all that work up front, it's just so necessary.
But that's why the industry is doing so much better. The default rate is way down because people are actually qualified to buy the house that they're buying. Their debt ratios are, you know, kind of adhered to strictly. You know, so they know when they put someone into one of these houses, there's a good chance they're paying it, unless, you know, maybe they lose a job or something like
that. Right, and back way back when this was, the no income verification was happening, Now he interrupts.
Oh, we got on a roll. Thanks, Ryan.
We will continue in just a moment, but we want to make sure everyone gets home safely. So we have Malcolm. How are you tonight, Malcolm?
I'm well, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm great now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah, so nice to say that. All right, this report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We're still looking at some Ripple residual delays along Route 495 coming out of Bellingham down through Wrentham because of an earlier truck fire. On Route 128, you've got delays from Trapella Road to Route 9 again, Great Plain Avenue down into Braintree. Route 3 will hang up down through South Weymouth. On the expressway, you've got delays most of the way to the Braintree split, northbound Granite Avenue up to Neponset Circle, and again approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. Some big delays coming down Route 3A right from the Southern Artery all along Washington Street down onto the Four River Bridge. Breaks loose once you get onto the bridge. On the northbound side, not a bad ride right now. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back, all our South Shore neighbors and friends. And again, I am here with the one and only Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage.
They're lucky about that.
Right?
That's only one of them.
Only one.
That's enough.
There's only one.
Right.
No, there's, yeah, they broke that mold.
Yeah, of course.
They definitely did. They did. So before we heard the traffic report, we were talking a little bit about, you know, prior to the crash of, you know, the real estate market. But I think that anyone buying a home back then, they didn't know. And if you get approved, it's kind of like when you go to the doctor or something. You get approved for something, you assume that you can afford it. Like, really, because that person, the expert, told you you could. But there were 100% loans, 80-20 loans, things that really the price of properties shouldn't have been
as high as it was.
It
was just going because anyone could buy. So then there was bidding wars and properties were just going crazy, higher than they should. But from what I've heard, you know, there's kind of, I guess, responsibility on both sides. You're saying an expert was telling you, but you're also lying about your income. Like, people would lie about their income.
I don't even get that.
Yeah, they were, you know, you didn't document their income.
Oh,
so someone would walk in and sit across
the table.
Yes, they would say, oh, I make $200,000 a year. Okay.
And they didn't say, hey, got a pay stub?
No. that's no income verification. That's what it was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so that's, now people wonder why there was a little problem in the housing market.
Oh, thank goodness this is radio, because you used to see my face.
Yes, it was. That's how bad it was from, like, the stories people tell me. Again, it was before I was in the business. So when people kind of put blame on, you know, loan officers, well, you're a little guy sitting in an office and they tell you this is, this person can do this loan. If you say no, they're just going to go across the street and get it from someone else.
So how did you get qualified? Because maybe you don't know, and so, I certainly don't know, because I bought my house in 1992.
Right.
So I don't remember anything. But how did, so say you were looking, you know, is it a 300, 400, 500?
Like, you would just go in and just apply for the loan, and then you would tell them what you made, right? And they'd probably pull your credit score. So you'd have a credit score.
And you'd have a good credit score, potentially. Yep. And so you would maybe have bought one of those McMansions that you couldn't furnish.
Yep, and you couldn't afford it at all. And then just like that, everyone had credit cards maxed. That's why the economy crashed. The default rate was so high. So, and you might be putting a lot down. So maybe you had a lot of money put down so you could get into certain loans and all that good stuff. So that's when people started to think, oh, you need this, you know, good amount of money down. Well, because the loans weren't really qualified. That's the difference. So now we have clients that do 3% down or, you know, 0% with a VA loan, right? But they're qualified because we've looked at their tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs. So now you know, okay, they're within this debt ratio. That's an acceptable kind of a proportion of your income that you should be paying on a house.
And Dan, if I'm not mistaken, even more recently, don't you do a little something just prior to the loan closing? Like, you know, back in the day, we're giving you the loan, and then people would go out and buy things. Like we always say, do not buy anything. Yep. Do not buy any big ticket items. Yep. Don't buy a couch. Don't buy a washer dryer. Mm-hmm. But now, do you do another kind of verification just prior to the closing?
Yeah, so right when I started in the business, once you pulled the credit report, that was the credit report you used throughout the loan.
You're good now, even if you lose your job, potentially.
Yes, and that would be for, say, the next, you know, 90 days or 120 days the credit report's good for. Well, now, right within 8 days of closing, they do a repull of your credit report. So that's why we always tell people what you're talking about. Don't go buy. So everyone used to just go, you know, you get a house under agreement, go buy all your furniture, put everything on charge card. Well, now, if you do that, when they do the repull of your credit, your debt ratio could be off and you could potentially lose your loan because now you're not qualified. So if you were up against the debt ratio, say a 45% debt ratio, you would, and you went and bought, I don't know, a living room set, you know, a few thousand dollars worth of stuff. Now your payment goes over that. Now your debt ratio is at a 47. You don't qualify for that loan anymore.
So let's elaborate on the debt ratio, because I know that I let you do your job.
Right.
And I would never even pretend to be a loan officer because you know how I'm not good with numbers.
But lucky you anyway. It's not fun.
And I'm not good with math, right? So let's just for a second talk about that debt ratio, because a lot of people that I talk to and I say you need to be, you know, pre-approved first, you not pre-qualified, pre-approved, I need you to call Dan, all that stuff. When I sometimes say debt ratio, they look at me because they don't know.
Right.
Like, that's not something anyone teaches you. So let's just elaborate a little bit on what is the debt ratio.
So a debt ratio is basically you take your monthly qualified income. So a lot of people, that's another different, we can go into that after, but your qualified income, and then you take, there's a what's called a front-end debt ratio and a back-end in our business. So the front-end is basically just what your housing expense is going to be. So that's the loan repayment, which is your principal and interest, your taxes and insurance, which are usually escrowed in.
Right.
So you take all that, that's your monthly mortgage payment. So you divide that by your monthly income. That's what's called your front end ratio. Then you take all your car payments, credit card minimum payments, all that, and you add that on top of that house payment and divide that by your income. That's what's called your back end debt ratio. So that's, you know, basically your total monthly minimum debt divided by your income. So they like it to be a little bit of a spread. So if you think about it, you know, say a 35 front end and a 45 back end, that means there's some room in between your housing expense. So you have some extra cash. You get what I'm saying? So if you had a 43, 45, right? Well, most of your money for your monthly ratio is going towards your house. So if something ever happens, you don't have a lot of liquid, you know what I mean?
Okay,
extra cash lying around. So that's how the ratios kind of work when you say that to someone. But usually there's a hard, you know, a hard line 45 on a lot of products, 45 back end debt ratio. So less than half of your qualified income.
And would you say we now, today, have more products than we did maybe in 2005, 2004?
I don't know what was there, but from what
you
know, everyone would tell me, it was just a different world. Like, you could find something to fit everyone because there was, they didn't probably need to be as many products because you weren't qualifying.
Well, there was such a, I remember doing an 80-20 on my first house.
Yep, zero down.
Yep,
you would split fund. It's called split funding.
Yep.
So you, you know, to avoid PMI, which is monthly mortgage insurance, you would have the 80% front loan, and the back loan, you'd have another loan for your down payment.
I remember.
So that's, yeah, so people, didn't, that's called split funding. You can still do it, but it's not as aggressive as it was then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now it's more, that's what we're saying, they document everything. So any loan that you get qualified and closed, you are going to be a good buyer. That's why a lot of people have the misnomer, you know, 20% down is the only way to go. It's with the 3% down products, you're just as qualified as that 20% down.
Absolutely. Like, you can afford the mortgage because most likely that mortgage is less than the rent that you're paying right now.
Yep.
You just, because your rent is so high, you can't save a 20% down payment.
Or maybe you were going to put down, say, 15% or 10%, but the house needs some work.
Yeah.
So you keep some of that cash to do some work to the house,
right,
and you only put down 3%. But what I mean about you're just as qualified as a 20% down buyer, with the 3% down, you're still under that, say, 45 debt ratio.
Okay.
You get what I mean? So the ratios are still, you still have to adhere to the same ratio, so it really doesn't matter what you're putting
down.
The only thing that affects is your monthly mortgage insurance. So at 20%, you don't have private mortgage insurance.
Right.
Which basically, it just insures your loan kind of for the bank by not, if you're not putting down a lot of money, they feel better about it. They're saying, okay,
because they have 20% equity already in the property.
So if they have to foreclose, they're going to get their money back, because even if they sold the home at a 20% loss, they're still going to get repaid their loan. So the less you put down, then you have to get mortgage insurance. But what people don't realize is there's two types of mortgage insurance. There's what's called a lender paid mortgage insurance and a monthly mortgage insurance. So the monthly is just what you see. Like, you know, you go to your, the less you put down, the higher the mortgage insurance, the monthly payment's going to be. Your credit score affects it. All the same things that affect your kind of interest rate on your loan and qualifying for a loan affects what you qualify for on your monthly mortgage insurance. So what I always tell people, what is better now, because most people are only in their homes 5 to 8 years, I think the number is.
Yep.
You're never going to pay, if you put down, say, 5% or 10%, you're not going to have it paid down to where you can remove the monthly mortgage insurance when you get down to that 80 loan to value. So what you tell people is, listen, do a lender paid mortgage insurance. So what that is basically think of it as a one-time fee, like a closing cost. So you go to the same mortgage insurance sites, you plug in the same criteria, you know, 3 or 5% down, credit score, all this stuff. Then they give you back a number of what that will cost you. So say just for a random number, it's $5,000. Well, what we may do is raise your interest rate, disclose, you know, you're disclosed to it so you understand this. So say your rate was going to be 4, it might be 4.25. We issue a credit for it, so it's no money out of your pocket. Now, people are going to say, oh, it's crazy to want to have a higher rate. But if you think about it, you're, by raising your rate that quarter, it might be, say, you know, depending on the size of the loan, $50 or $70. But you're not paying the $250 to $300 a month in monthly mortgage insurance. Right, so you're paying less in your monthly payment. But what's even better is monthly mortgage insurance usually is not tax deductible, but mortgage interest is tax deductible. That's one of the biggest advantages of buying a home. So now you have a higher interest rate and a lower payment and a bigger tax deduction. It's kind of a home run if you don't have the 20% to put down on a house.
Now, do most programs offer that? And before you answer that, if anyone has any questions for Dan, because, gosh, there's just so much information here, please call 781-837-4900, and he can answer any questions that you may have regarding this. But so when you talked about those two private mortgage insurance and then the lender-paid
mortgage insurance.
Do you look into that for them?
Yep.
Or okay, because I don't
it's
know any
like
of my clients do that.
Yep.
You do that for them. And you determine with them which is the best route to take, right?
Yeah. So if the only time it's really questionable is if maybe someone's putting 15% down.
Okay.
Because their monthly mortgage insurance is going to be not that much.
It might be even less than that potential.
Yeah, because it gets lower. The monthly fee for that mortgage to insure that mortgage, because obviously the bank's in better shape. So the factor that you need to kind of insure, the bank's less likely to lose money, so that they don't have to get as much from the mortgage insurance company to break even in the event that the house sells for less. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
If you're thinking about that, right? So now you've already, they're only at an 85 loan to value right now, right? If you put down 15%. So their exposure above that 80% is only 5%. You know what I mean?
Does it matter which program? And the reason I ask that is, you know, we know there's FHA, we know there's VA, we know there's Mass Housing. You mm-hmm. have
Freddie Mac Home Possible, Fannie Mae Home Ready.
Right, so all those mm-hmm. programs. Can you do either or, depending on what works best for your client, for any one of those programs?
Yeah, so that's the one thing. All these programs have their own little, I don't want to use quirks, I guess you would say, that makes it better than the other for each individual.
Okay.
So that's what the advantage, that's why I like being at Fairway. We have pretty much any loan product you can think of that you can fit someone into what works best for them. So some people, you know, want the 3% downs, and there's so many of those now because, again, they're qualified loans. You're still using those same debt ratios as a 20% down person, and you're qualified. So, and a lot of times your credit score will need to be a little bit better with those, to fit into them. For instance, like a Mass Housing, they need a certain credit score to use them, and that 3% down.
And that's important to know because not everyone can qualify for every loan.
For certain, right. That's why.
And sometimes there might be an income, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Income limits.
Right? So we'll talk about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But that's exactly a good reason. That's what we mean by, like, different kind of quirks. So some of these programs, they are income limit based. They're supposed to be for, you know, low-income people. But a lot of them have $135,000 a year for their income limit. That's not really low income.
No, that's not low income
at all,
to me.
Right? so that's why so you can buy a lot of house for that.
Yeah.
But they have discounted mortgage insurance. Like, that's all with the Mass Housings and also with the Home Readies and the Home Possibles. But, and then some of them even have no income limit. If it's by the address of the property. So in certain areas, they encourage you to use these programs. So there's no income limit.
Literally zip codes, right?
Yep. Well, no, down to street address.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so with, like, the Freddie Home Possible and the Fannie Mae, I literally have to, you know, plug in the address and into the site, and it tells you what the income limit is. So I've had them, you know, where on the end of the other end of the street, you know, like maybe just crossing a road, it would have qualified, but where we're at, it doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why it's tough. So a lot of times when you talk to people and you're, you know, doing your pre-approval, you'd say, I'd like to use this program if the house qualifies, because you might make too much money, or the income limit might be too much, and we really won't know until you find that house.
And that's a lot of information anyway, like with what the real estate agent, myself, is throwing at them,
right,
and you're throwing at them.
Yep.
And then they're trying to, you know, gather all their paperwork for you, and mm-hmm. we're trying to find them a property,
right,
and I'm going over all of the things that I need
right
from them and to do. So it is a lot.
And it's kind of a stressful time, but this is why I encourage people, get your pre-approval done early, because now you've given me all your docs and that part of it is done. So you can just go out and kind of enjoy looking for a house and doing those things, and you know your loan's going to close, and, you know, say we need a quick closing, because in this, you know, time right now, there's very low inventory.
Right.
So you need every little advantage to get them to accept your offer. So if you can do a quick 3-week turn time on your closing, or in 2 weeks sometimes, that gives you an advantage over someone else.
You know, I recently, I think it was recently, it could have been months ago, sent someone to you that was pre-qualified by another lender, but it made me a little bit nervous. And because I know that when I get my pre-approval letter from you, mm-hmm. then I'm good. I am good to go.
Right.
And I know what my client can afford. Literally, we talk about things. We were talking about this yesterday. If they're buying a condo, and you know, and what the HOA fees are, that affects what you're pre-approving them for, as opposed to a single-family home. So there are properties that I have to literally send you and say, "Hey, can we look at this property? Could they afford this? Because the condo fees could be too high." And so a lot of my clients, they don't. Well, most of them, they don't know, right?
Nope.
So they say, "Oh, Dan said I was pre-approved for $215," and I say, "Oh, okay, but is that for a single-family home or a condo? Because in that price range, I could be looking for either or, right? For my
because
client.
a lot of times I hear from clients, "Oh, I had a pre-approval letter from this bank,
right,
and they told me I could do, you know, whatever, $300,000. And I said, "Well, yes and no, because you're right up against the debt ratio, that ratio we were talking about of, say, you know, 45. Well, if you go over that, then you can't. So everyone knows $300,000 in one town, right, with their adding the property taxes of a town that has lower taxes, you might stay below that, but now say you have higher property taxes. So now you click over that 45 debt ratio, you're at a 47. Now you can't get into that loan program.
And that's not everyone. That is, you know, I do have a lot of people that are, you know, they're first-time home buyers, and mm-hmm. they are at that $200,000, $215,000. Yep. So it is maybe a condo, maybe it's a single-family home that needs yep. work, but they can't be FHA approved if it needs a lot of work, because they can't even get a 203K probably because they just don't, because of their debt ratio. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many variables when we're working, and not that they should understand that, but then it's the taxes. So if I say we're looking in certain towns, I have to say, oh, Dan, this is a higher tax rate mm-hmm. town. And then I could be fine at, you know, a $215,000 condo with $171 a month or $200 a month condo fees.
Right.
But then again, it's the taxes too. Or, but I won't be the same amount of a, you know, $215,000 with $381
right,
a month.
Exactly. And that's so, what we're finding with condo fees now. They're all so high.
They are. Even for smaller mm-hmm. places that don't have, let's say, amenities, that don't mm-hmm. have the clubhouse and don't have the pool and don't have the tennis courts, a lot right. of that upkeep.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And, and people don't understand the fact that, well, why does my condo fee affect my, my how much I can afford? Well, that's part of the monthly payment.
Yeah.
Like, even though you're not paying it to the bank, that's, figure it as a car payment if you would
right.
like.
Yeah,
because it works into your,
like,
yep, work it into your debt ratio. So that's an extra $300 a month that you could be using towards your mortgage or your property taxes that you're not. So now right. it's over the, so it just, it's very hard when you're really tight against it. But that's why I always know, you know, a loan officer kind of isn't doing his job if he tells you that you have a hard and fast number at $400,000. Because it's not. It never is when you're up against your ratios. That's why I, you know, we'll give a range. We'll say, hey, you're around here, but if you get more towards this number, you might want to call me and I'll actually run the numbers on that property. We'll get the property taxes, the condo fees, and actually put them in to make sure we're okay.
And here's the good news about that. That's what you and I do together.
Right.
You know, it sounds like a lot for the person that's buying, and we can touch on this again. We're going to just take a break okay. at this moment, but I do want to touch about what we do, so because it sounds overwhelming what we're talking about right now, and it is, but you and I work together to handle that. But we're going to just take a break, and we'll be right back with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing, fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we are back, all my South Shore neighbors and friends, and I'm here with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, and we're just talking about everything. I think we're talking about all kinds of things, but we were talking about before the commercial. Isn't it, Ryan, do you remember what we were talking about?
Are you paying attention?
I'm chronologically challenged. I don't know what Dan's problem is, and I don't know what your problem is at all either.
I
you weren't listening, were you?
I was.
But see, none of us can remember.
See, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, we all started working early this morning, and
right,
it's just one of those days.
It is one of those.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about how overwhelming it is for the buyers, and now basically.
Oh, see, I was overwhelmed.
Oh, Dan, you're good.
I know.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention, Ryan, and we learned a lot about you right now.
Well, I knew. I just wanted to, you know.
You were testing us.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a test of the tester.
Okay,
wow.
Exactly.
You showed me.
Yes, you know, reverse psychology.
Right.
So go ahead. We were talking because that was...
Yeah, you're just basically saying how this... They're getting so much information from me. They're getting so much information
from
you. Yeah,
I mean, this isn't for everyone. I mean, if someone's, you know, purchasing or has more money down, but when you're in that, you know, where you don't have a lot of money to put down and you're, you know, maybe you don't have a lot of income...
That's the majority borrowers.
You might not even have a lot of debt, but that is a majority of my clients. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just... The thing that kills me, and that's why we work so hard for these people, is they can afford to pay their mortgage. They just can't afford rent.
Right.
The rent is crazy for what they're getting, but they're so happy when we do find them a place.
Right.
So let's go back to that, and you know,
that's the one thing we like, though. What we try to do here is educate everyone the
right?
most we can, especially, you know, especially first time buyers, because they don't know what to expect at all. It was funny because I just closed a loan this morning with a first-time buyer, and they were great. They couldn't have been more appreciative, and they, you know, kind of lucked out into sometimes during these programs, I keep hopping on it, but what's good about Fairways, we have all these programs.
Right.
Well, Mass Housing is one of the, you know, programs we offer, and they actually had a $1,500 credit towards your closing costs if we used this program that I was put them in.
That's great.
Yep, so he was so excited that, you know, halfway through the loan, I let him know, hey, you're going to be able to get a $1,500 credit for this because, you know, towards your closing costs. And
right.
He was just like, no, sir, why? And I just explained to him, this is why we picked kind of the program. You could have went one or two ways. And this one, I found out that you had a nice $1,500 credit. It's a special. It was only until the end of September. So we closed, you know, before then, and he got a $1,500 credit. But that's what's good about all these things. And, you know, I always tell him, just ask questions.
That you've done that for several of my clients where... I did have one that actually, she just closed about a year ago. And you had her in, I think, Mass Housing, and then a new program became available that worked better for her. Now, she wouldn't have known about that program at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about the program. And then I remember talking to you like a day or two before and you telling me that she was getting it. I said, geez, Dan, she's doing that program? I thought it was Mass Housing. And you were able to, she would get more benefit from...
Yes. Lower
doing
payment,
that rate. Everything, and you didn't have to do that. She didn't know, I didn't know, and she was like elated that, you know, you just took it. You take these things upon yourself, and you do what's best for the client and what works best for them. And that I can't stress enough how important that is. You go the extra mile because that had to be more work for you. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is because you're always kind of a lot of times once you put a loan into processing, it's kind of. It's in the processing end, you're not really doing that much.
Right.
But I try and keep when things become available, if all of a sudden, whoa, this better product just kind of became available to us, maybe we can switch this loan into this and make sure, and we do, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, some people won't, but I just feel like, you know, you just kind of try and do the best you can for everyone, and what goes around comes around type of thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. As my friend Sharon would say, you give it out in slices, it comes back in loaves.
Yep.
Always.
I totally agree with that.
And that's, again, one of the many things of why I work with you and Jim Sweeney, because you care about the clients. If I had a nickel for every single time that I text you and call you in the middle of the night and on a Sunday afternoon.
I wish I had that nickel too.
Right? When you're trying to play softball, when you're with your family, whatever.
Yeah.
I need you. I need to know now because
because your client needs to know now.
Right.
So you need to figure it out.
And it's instant gratification today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we have taken a couple people that I will never force anyone to do anything, but when I meet someone new that, you know, is a lead for me and I don't know who they are and if they're already pre-approved, I let it go.
Right.
And I say, if anything happens, you know, I'm going to give you this contact information. It costs nothing to make the phone call.
Right.
And this happened with Melanie recently. She was great. And I didn't step on those toes. Well, we needed something over the weekend.
There was a pre-approval over the weekend. Her lender wouldn't talk to her.
Couldn't get him. And so she said, can I have your guy? Because you're my guy, right? And I said, I'll send it to you again. And you took care of it instantly, because we would have lost that house, and that is the house that they ultimately ended up buying and are living in now.
Yep.
I mean, and she said, oh my God, every single person that you sent my way is amazing. I said, I know.
Well, but you have to do that because referrals mean something. If you're sending someone, some people, I guess they don't, but if I refer someone to you or Jim Sweeney, I know they're in good hands. I don't have to worry about it. I don't ever have to worry about a call where someone's going to say, hey, this, you know, I can't believe this happened with this person you sent me. Why would you send me there? It's never happened.
No.
That's what I expect.
Same
you know what
with
I mean? Because I take referrals seriously, because it reflects poorly on me if I send you somewhere and all of a sudden, well, this guy wasn't really too good. What's the story? Why would you send me that? What are you getting out of it? That's another thing. People think you're getting something out of it.
No, peace of mind.
It's peace of mind. Exactly.
No, really, in this industry, peace of mind is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can barely keep up with my job, you know, doing what I'm doing for my client, let alone what you're doing or what Jim's doing. I don't give it another thought. I just know that I never have to ask, how are we doing with the commitment? How are we doing with this? I don't have to ask one single solitary question, and I like it like that.
Oh yeah,
I'm not in the least bit concerned.
It was funny because I did my first transaction with Chris today when I Boston Connect.
Okay, Chris.
He was just like, "Wow, this just went so smooth," and I'm like, "It was pretty normal." Like, just no. He's like, "I'm not used to this. I'm used to, you know, last minute fire drills and all." And I'm like, "No, we try to avoid. You know, sometimes it's unavoidable. Something might come up last minute."
Well,
but he's just like, I'm just so used. It was just so easy.
We've never had any last minute fire drills.
There's a moth in the room.
God, sorry.
I didn't see him come out of there. There's a moth.
Something just flew in my hair, and it's in there, and he's buzzing around in my brain.
It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, he hasn't come out yet. I'm not loving this, Ryan. So I get distracted easily, and that didn't help.
Ooh, a shiny, shiny
now
object.
Now I need a shower.
Yep.
Oh my God, I don't know where it is.
It's in your ear.
I had a client that was going with someone else, and it was 2 weeks prior to, and it just fell apart.
Right.
Which is why and when you don't know someone, it's very difficult because they don't know me, so they don't know how good I'm going to be.
Right?
They don't know me, and so now I'm recommending someone else, my guy. Well, what are you getting from that, Cindy? Again, it's peace of mind, and they realize that after the fact. So this one, we were 2 weeks before the closing, and it was Rochelle, and it was that property in Whitman, and you saved the day.
We closed still
in the 2 week period, and I think one of the buyers, they were buying it together, he walked away.
Right.
2 weeks prior to the close, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And they needed this house. We had three people that were going, and a baby that were going to be homeless.
Yep. I remember that now.
Right. Yep. And I remember walking, pacing back and forth in my basement. I don't know why I went down to the basement, because I don't know why, but I was, Jan, can
place.
You help me? No, I wasn't happy about it. Nothing happy about it. I think I have to work out when I get stressed like that. And I think I got to work out. I got to get downstairs. But we closed on time.
Yep. Just changed the program.
Added another person on that they didn't think was, you know, potentially going to qualify, and she did.
Right.
And they are still living there. I think it'll be 3 years this October.
Don't tell me that, really?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're just so happy and everyone's, it's all good, but you've saved the day. So I've never had any, you know, and I'm lucky in that sense. I've had my issues with getting properties for my clients and getting my offer accepted, but never once the offer's accepted.
Sometimes it's usually maybe a seller issue when I have issues near the end. It's not usually us. It's like if you're trying to do a condo. Like we have one closing soon. Now, people don't know this. When you're buying a condo, the condo has to be approved as much as the borrower.
Right. Oh.
So you're trying to get information out of a condo association, mm-hmm. and they don't care sometimes, and they won't get you information.
Oh, I think you and I have... Yeah.
So I'm waiting. We're a week and a half out, not even, and we're just finally getting information from them that we requested, you know, weeks ago.
There are a few of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are. I think you. But again, it all worked out, and there was nothing.
Yeah, no,
you
know, it'll
at
work
the last
out,
minute.
Yeah, no,
for us. I mean, we have had issues where some of them. I'm like, really, this is their job. I don't understand.
It's amazing
why
that people don't do their jobs anymore.
I know.
You'd be surprised. Like today, again, it was simple questions that we would just ask the association, the condo, things that you think you're a management company. That's what you're paid to do.
Yeah.
Can you please just email back these, answer these questions, and we'll be good. Days and days go by, calls, everything.
And I know.
Finally, they respond, and you're like, geez, thank you for doing us this favor by doing your job.
I know. And I think that for us, you handle that because I've got my own things that I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. You should be dealing with your end of the thing, just like Jimmy deals with his, you know, my attorney deals with his end, the purchase and sales.
Right.
That's not really my department.
Right.
Is that bug still in your hair?
You know what? I'm sorry. Now I'm itchy, and he can tell. I can't sit still, and I don't know where it is, but the moth flew into my hair or my ear. I'm not sure where he is. But it's true. That's why I know. So, and I have no problem telling anyone ever that it's peace of mind for me because mm-hmm. there's a lot of moving parts to this whole process, and it's a huge process, and it's a lot of money, regardless of what you're spending. It's a lot of money
to you,
mm-hmm. and that's all that matters. So it's peace of mind in ensuring that things go smoothly, and it's so funny, 100% of the people that end up, you know, going with you and had something, they're like, oh my God, this was so smooth, and it went so well, and everyone was so nice, and everyone was on top of everything. Yes, that is why I tell you to please call Dan.
Right, and it's just... A lot of just the ways we try to do things over at our office, you know, get everything ahead of time.
Yeah.
So it's smooth. Like you, and what's good about that is I always encourage the pre-approval early because even if you're not looking for 2 or 3 months, maybe we can do, there's a few things when we see your credit that can get your credit score up from a 720 to, you know, a 740. And now your rate is an eighth better, or you get a better into a different program that might help you.
Right.
So that's the, you know, a lot of people kind of wait till last minute. I'm sure, you know, we get those calls all the time. Oh, it's Friday. I'm going to look for a house tomorrow. Can you get me pre-approved?
That's usually me.
Yeah. I didn't want to name names. But
that's me, my clients.
But it happens a lot. And it's just, that makes for a stressful,
And so when I, again, for me, when I'm taking someone out and you say, Cindy, this is what they're pre-approved for, I'm not going $50,000 or $25,000 over there, especially in this market. I'm not doing that. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can enjoy, for the most part, the process, meaning that hopefully our first offer will get accepted somewhere. Yep. But we can enjoy that process, and they're not scrambling around trying to get you information or paperwork.
Right.
And I know that especially in this market, there are agents that say they're pre-approved. And recently, over the last year and a half, I have agents calling you.
That happens a lot now. Yep.
And that people, never.
Yeah, that's what people said. That your agents, the listing agent, never called loan officers.
And now they do. Oh my goodness gracious! Where does this time go? You know what? When I have you all to myself.
Yeah. And moths are flying
both
around.
Both of my boys. And there's moth. We have another something around here, and it's in my hair. I am gonna have a mental breakdown when we're done with this. So normally, what the doorbell means is that we talk a little bit of real estate, and we talk about open houses over the weekend. And you can look on the Boston Connect website for those.
You have an open house this weekend, right?
I do. I have a brand new listing in Weymouth on Summer Street, and that's Saturday from 12 to 2, 418 Summer Street, lovely raised ranch. So. Hoping to get that under agreement.
You know, Labor Day weekend is a good weekend to be out looking because I have a feeling there's not going to be as many people out there. So you might actually, and in this market, if you've been looking, it's a good time to go because maybe you won't be so overwhelmed with offers and you might get lucky and get your offer right. accepted quickly.
Well, last 2 weeks ago, I had another property literally a couple miles from that in Weymouth, and I had 4 offers the first 20 minutes mm-hmm. of the open house.
Yep.
Another
people don't understand that. They don't believe us when we tell them, like,
it's go.
Because, say, 3 years back, if a house was listed at 300, you might go in at 275 trying to get it. Now you cannot.
No.
No, there's none of that.
You'll lose.
You will lose. And usually it takes, like, newer clients, 4 or 5 of those happening to kind of realize it. And then they know, okay, yeah, these guys.
And sometimes it's worse for when I have a client that did buy maybe in before the decline of the mm-hmm. market. So, after the decline where you could, you know, come in with a much lower offer yep. or there were foreclosures right. or there was right. this or was that. Not happening today.
No.
it's just
very rare. Like I felt really good for my client this morning. He was buying an estate sale, which is sometimes where you'll get lucky because the family's just trying to, this house had some problems. He ended up getting, the appraisal came in $30,000 higher than the actual agreed upon price. And I said, you are the rare exception where that happens in these days. And they were like, we know, we've kind of been out there seeing it. And I said, yep. I said, it does not happen. Not at all.
No.
So they lucked out. And it's just, but it's before that happened, that was common. It's just not common anymore
no,
right now.
That things. You kind of go in with equity.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
you're the, just because of the buyers and the market and the way things are priced right now, you know,
everything's over asking. Whatever yeah. they put for it's, you know, it's going above asking every single time. Because a lot of times, I almost think that's kind of a technique now too. Price it a little bit low, and there's so many people going to come, it's going to get to where it would have been anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? With all the bidding and whatnot, it's insane.
Oh, I agree. I agree. 100%.
But that's what's good about another thing we're offering at Fairway is to have you legitimately underwritten, subject to finding a house. So now you can go into a purchase without a mortgage contingency, which is a big thing in your offer. You're
yeah,
saying
that's
right
huge.
Now it's almost like you're a cash buyer because you all that needs to happen is the house has to appraise and it has to, you know, if it's a septic, it has to have the Title V. Anything home related, which isn't, you know, a buyer.
Like right.
They're credit qualified going into it. So we offer that service to people just to give them that little bit of an edge. So if their offer is the same or maybe even slightly lower than someone else's, the seller knows they're going to close because they're already credit qualified.
Right.
So they'll take that as if it's a cash offer. So that's another kind of service we
offer.
That's kind
of new coming. That's like going to be...
Yep, we
take a while to get agents used to that, I think.
Yep, but it'll be, you know, it's a good thing to be able to put in your offer saying, listen, they're credit qualified already. It's not a pre-approval. It's literally right. been underwritten subject to the finding the property.
Agreed. Dan, how can people reach you?
They can call me at 781-789-7566 or just, you know, look up the Marshfield office of Fairway Mortgage.
And again, one more time?
781-789-7566.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, and enjoy Labor Day weekend, and we will see you next week.